delight. The romance and beauty and high vigor of the books were coming true. He was in that rare and blissful state wherein a man sees dreams stalk out from the crannies of fantasy and become fact. Never had he been at such an altitude of living, and he kept himself in the background, listening, observing, and pleasuring, replying in reticent monosyllables, saying, "Yes, miss," and "No, miss," to her.